Hi, my name is Rich Hershen. I'm here with Radio Entrepreneurs Today. I'm here with my business partner at Gray, Gray & Gray, Kelly Berardi. Kelly, how are you?
Hello, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And since you work here, it's very easy. So we're broadcasting from Gray, Gray & Gray in Canton, Massachusetts, the public accounting firm. And today we have a great guest with us, Brian Butler from Enerscore. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Enerscore.
Sure. So the nexus of it was, you know, we just thought it would be really cool if a house hunter or apartment hunter could basically just take out their cell phone, their smartphone, and look up whether or not the property they're interested in was going to be a really expensive venture for them to heat and cool, or something reasonable. You know, basically giving them the power to choose based on energy. From a very simple app. And so we entered a business plan competition and an accelerator and then a couple of others after that. And we actually picked up some prizes and some grant money, eventually closed some private investment and coded the app.
So this is, do you, like if I'm going to buy a house, is this something you partner with real estate agents to offer this as part of their marketing, the real estate agent marketing the house can say, hey, we have this Enerscore and it's a high one or whatever it may be?
Exactly. So the long-term plan is to basically get this embedded in as many online real estate websites as possible. Currently, so we have an interesting business model where we were able to strategically partner with a data provider that kind of probably haven't heard of, but they're actually one of the largest data providers in real estate for online real estate websites. They're called Onboard Informatics. And the strategic partnership basically is a data for data exchange where we get the raw public records from them and then we run our algorithm to produce the Enerscores and they also get to use those Enerscores for their business clients.
So have people been open to having this Enerscore? I mean, I would imagine if you've got a new house and it's very energy efficient, you say, yeah, this is the greatest thing. But if I'm selling a house and it's old and maybe not as energy efficient, I might not be so into this.
Great question. And, you know, a very similar parallel happened with cars in the early 70s where the EPA was like, you know, we got to get energy, we got to get MPG stickers on these cars. And all the big car companies said, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, people won't buy Cadillacs anymore. And you know, all these different lines are going to tank. And it was kind of the sky never fell. And everything was, people still buy Cadillacs.
Yeah.
People will still buy a house if they want the house bad enough. You know, the neighborhood, location are always first. And schools and, you know, I can always make the house better. So like, but for a renter, you know, you're getting into something for the next 12 months that you have no levers to pull besides maybe changing light bulbs because you don't own the boiler, you don't own the windows. You're not going to, you know, do any kind of serious upgrades to the actual performance of the building. So for renters, it's an awesome tool. For buyers, it's also, you know, if you're doing your diligence at the time there's one data point that you think you can't get your hands on, you're going to ferret that out. You're going to be like, where do I get it? You know, so that's kind of the sort of, I guess, network effect that we're banking on.
So how did you get into this business? What's your background? How did you come up with this idea?
So I'm a general contractor, and my company is kind of specialized in doing what we call deep energy retrofits, zero energy homes, high performance homes. And so for about 10 years, we were actually a contractor for National Grid for their pilot.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so it was cool because we got to do like sort of the tiny like 0.1% of all the conversions that are happening out there. Mostly what you hear about is like the cash for caulkers, you know, weather stripping, very basic upgrades, which is good and honest work. There's not to throw it under the bus or anything, but sort of at the opposite end of the spectrum was what we were doing, where we're taking like a 100-year-old house and dragging it kicking and screaming into the 21st century, making it zero energy and doing all the stuff that people sort of, you know, just read about in magazines we were actually doing.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
So when you were designing this, were you thinking maybe this is a way that would identify potential clients of yours? That if you could get this data, and download in and I and say, hey, look at all these houses that have this low energy score, then you could go after them and start targeting them with some of the things you could offer.
Well, so yes and no. I still do actually do some construction sales. You know, startups are tend to be cash straps startups. So, but it's not my company anymore. But the yes part is what we are. Our business model is to actually do lead generation for these, you know, weatherization and home performance companies, so that if you're searching for a new home in Natick or something, and you come across the Enerscore and you're like, wow, you know, that's kind of high. Or if actually if you're the one who's actually listed the home for sale, you're very motivated to want to see the performance improved for that property. And so basically that's a lead gen opportunity for whatever contractor is signed up in our network that's in your area.
So it's sort of like an Angie's List kind of thing, or Service Magic, or another one of those.
So right now the app is very simple. It just we're working strategically partnered with a company called Endless Energy here in Mass. They're a MassSafe contractor, and they're handling basically everything from east of the eastern Massachusetts that we send them, with the exception of the Cape. So, but the long-term play is to do more of an energy source type of model where we sign up several contractors and they get like basically placement based on user feedback. You know, this contractor was great, 5 stars, or, you know, also based on their performance, like how much energy did you actually save after you hired this contractor?
And will the contractors pay a fee to be listed on the app?
In the Angie's List type of model, yes. Yep. Currently, it's a little more simplified. It's simply a flat lead gen fee.
Is there a way to do your Enerscore before and after some of these improvements are done? Like, how does the algorithm work and what data is it capturing?
Sure. So if in the case of where you're the homeowner and you've found your Enerscore on a real estate website, you're going to be motivated to want to see that improved after the work's been done. So part of our arrangement is that the contractor does the work, they collect the data on what the improvements were, and they push that back to us, and we update the score out on the internet. And the kind of cool part about that is the contractor is sort of a third party, right? He's basically working for MassSafe, and so he's going to be the sort of, you know, I mean, he's a professional. He knows what he's done. He knows where the house was at when he started, versus if you were to have the real estate agent do that, or even less so the homeowner. So really the only kind of legitimate way to take control or take ownership of the Enerscore is to actually go through
the contractors.
In this state anyway, the MassSafe program.
So you started the company a few years ago. I believe you said you've attracted some outside funding. So what's the future of the company? Where do you see it going from here?
You know, our mentor is actually, you know, got great mentorship. We've gone through the a couple of different accelerators. We've also been part of the Worcester Polytech business incubator. And one of our mentors once said, look, you know, any company's always for sale. There's always price tag. So that's, you know, that's definitely...
You'd like to grow it and sell it.
Yeah, it's definitely on our radar screen. You know, there's a few different potential suitors that we're, you know, hoping that we can generate some interest with. But and then obviously, you know, raising a seed round is also a potential option for us. But you know, scaling up, basically, we've got about 75% of the country covered with Enerscores, so roughly like 80 million homes, and in almost all the states. So the data is there, and our data provider actually is now marketing us to their clients who buy their data anyway as yet another boutique data point that they can redisplay on their websites.
So would the goal be to be on something like Realtor.com or Zillow or other websites like that?
Exactly. Trulia, Redfin, you know, Century 21, some of the smaller mid-size, and then all the way down to the mom-and-pop shops, too, that maybe get, you know, a very slow amount of traffic, but are still very, you know, viable. It would be more like a walk score model in that case, where if you're traffic is below a certain threshold, it's a free-to-use service. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all eyeballs on the content, so it's all good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you missing construction at all?
No.
You're building something different here.
Yeah.
Well, certain aspects of it are fun, you know, like doing the actual diagnostics and seeing a building go from an energy hog to, you know, zero energy, that's a blast. You know, getting covered in insulation in somebody's attic when it's 140 degrees up there, I can kind of do
it. You're
without
not missing
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's great. So if people want to, well, one, get their EnerScore, but two, contact you, learn more about the company and ways they could use this technology, what's the best way to do both those things?
Absolutely. You can visit EnerScore.com. And if you're a business, we have very easy instructions on how to use our API. If you're a homeowner, feel free to just go ahead and enter your address and you'll see your EnerScore.
I'm going to have to check that out after we finish up the interview.
All right.
So, excellent.
Well, great. We've been talking with Brian Butler from EnerScore. My name is Rich Hershen. I'm joined by Kelly Berardi. We're both partners at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. And this has been Radio Entrepreneurs. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.